Welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, where world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan answers your questions and offers healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure what to use for flea, tick, and heartworm prevention? Join Dr. Judy now as she interviews the top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. I'm Dr. Judy, and you can hear my show every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Today, I am thrilled to be joined by a fellow holistic veterinarian, Dr. Paula Joe, or PJ Broadfoot. PJ graduated cum laude from Kansas State University School of Veterinary Medicine in 1981, and she has a BS in Animal Science and Industry with an emphasis on genetics. She's a member of the AVMA, the Arkansas Veterinary Medical Association, and the AHVMA. Upon graduation from veterinary school, I love this, she worked on the set of The Blue and Gray in 1981, and we're going to talk to her about that. Then she started a solo practice in Northwest Arkansas in 1982. She developed an interest in nutritional aspects of healing, boy, she's right up my alley, which progressed into a holistically oriented veterinary practice utilizing alternative medicines such as homotoxicological remedies. We'll find out what those are. And she's currently partnering in teaching an international course in bioregulatory medicine and has co-authored a text, Integrating Complementary Medicine in Veterinary Practice. PJ lectures around the world on complementary medicine and has given lectures on nutritional aspects of healing and the influence of environment and nutrition on children with learning and behavior difficulties. So not only does she help our pets, she helps our children as well. I'm so fascinated by the diverse backgrounds of the superstars I have the opportunity to interview. Thank you, PJ, for joining me today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Nice to be here.
Well, this is exciting. I've met you at conferences in the past. I've heard you lecture. You're a fascinating person. And I'm going to give away a secret. How tall are you?
Not very. I think I
exactly.
used to say I was 5 foot. I think I used to say I was 5'2" in my boots, but I think I'm shrinking. So age has that effect. Age and wear.
Yeah.
On you a little bit.
Well, my mother's 4'10". My mother's 4'10",
okay.
So. You
know. That's right. Don't have to be big to be mighty, and I like
exactly.
short horses. So
I know I love my ponies. I'm going to ride ponies until the day I die. So
all right, not too far to the ground.
Exactly. You know, as we get older, being closer to the ground is definitely a good thing. So tell us how you ended up working on this set of The Blue and the Gray. I think that is so amazing.
You know, it's funny how things work out. I used to do theater, and so I loved stuff like that. And someone told me that they were having tryouts for this movie. And, you know, I didn't actually do any speaking parts, although there were people that thought I did. Anyway, I went to the tryouts, and as it turns out, they were looking for, they needed someone to anesthetize a horse on the set. They need the body double for a falling horse that they brought from Hollywood that was supposedly, you know, the horses were actually being used as meat because people were starving to death on the streets of Atlanta. So I dropped this horse on the set, and I told the director, I said, you have 15 minutes, and then he's getting up. So I knocked him down, put a blindfold over, and in 15 minutes, I pulled the blindfold off of him, and he stood up and walked off. Now, funny story about that, I actually learned how to drive horses on the movie, too, and including one of mine. They broke one of my horses to drive on the movie. But there is a scene in the movie where Lincoln is talking off of the back of the train. So I'm standing in the crowd. I was actually standing off by my horse, and the director said, where's little Paula, as we call him, because he's like 6'5". Where's little Paula? Put her in this scene. So I'm standing behind the lead, and, you know, my cousin, who was watching, he was probably 12, was watching this in school, and he said, in Arizona, he said, that's my cousin. People said, yeah, all right, Rusty. He said, no, really, that's my cousin. And sure enough, it was his cousin because I was standing there. So that's the only place in the movie you can see me. I drove horses, and you know, you just do a flyby, and nobody ever sees the, you know, you don't ever notice those characters. The same
right.
horses are recirculated in it. So it's it's pretty good.
So a brave young veterinarian says, "Yeah, sure, I can do that."
Oh, crazy! I don't, you know, now I'm thinking, what was I thinking? But I'll tell you, one of the funny things that happened on that set, and I'm kind of resurrecting it, but the falling horse that was a 30-year-old horse, he was very valuable, and he colicked. You know, that's when you think, maybe it wasn't such a good idea being the veterinarian on this set.
Right.
Oh, and nothing touched him. I could not.
Oh, I lost you.
Oh, I don't know. I got a message that said, your input is invalid. That was rather strange.
Okay. All right, so we'll keep going.
Never had that happen before.
All right, so your falling horse colicked.
Yes, and continued to colic. And I finally, I know this may sound gross to your listeners, but it was something that was actually mentioned in vet school, one of those things in passing.
Right.
And they, you know, they come back and you think, okay, I'm desperate. I actually mixed poop from several different horses, made a slurry out of it, and I tubed it down that horse. And it was a miracle. And now there's all this data on fecal transplants that's now
exactly.
coming out using it in humans. So, you know, how I let that go for another 30 years, I don't know, because it made such a vast difference in this.
Wow, you were really ahead of your time.
Yeah. And then got behind again because I should have been using it. We probably should be using it on all those cases that end up on antibiotics. Probably should be getting something like that. Margot
exactly.
Roman is very big into the fecal
yeah.
transplant stuff.
Yeah. We'll have to do a show on that. So, and then
mm-hmm.
you know, besides being brave enough to go be the veterinarian, you know, the brand new veterinarian on the set of a movie, you started your own practice in 1982. So a year out of veterinary school, you're starting your own practice without a mentor. All by yourself in Northwest Arkansas, and I can't imagine that there's a whole lot of other people to call on in Northwest Arkansas.
No, there were actually some good veterinarians. They were allopathic veterinarians that were very, very nice about helping when we had, you know, difficult cases and things like that. But as far as holistic mentors, zero. In fact, for about 20-some years, there was only two other veterinarians that were listed as holistic practitioners in the state of Arkansas. So we're kind of
wow.
like in an alternative medicine dead zone.
A lot of the South is. So how did you get started in alternative medicine? What was the trigger? We all have like one case or one, you know, something
mm-hmm.
that turns us over. How did that happen for you?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because those come in series. If you're open, then you kind of come in. They come in series. They get presented to you. I read an article in a journal in 1982, I think, on choline loading for dogs with seizures. And no, it was for senility in dogs, I think. But it happened to mention that there was information on humans that it reduced the frequency and severity of seizures. So that was the first supplement I ever used, and we've been using it for many years now. We've had many dogs that reduced the need for phenobarb, not took obliterated it, but took them down to a reasonable level. And then about a year or so after that, I rode horses, and I had a mare that had tying up syndrome, and I contacted a friend of mine that he had taken care of a couple of horses for me when he first got out of vet school, and he actually wrote my recommendation letters to get into vet school, which is but anyway, I called him about it, and he said he recommended DMG. And he said, "Make that something that's pretty good for arthritis. You know, we've used a little bit of it." So, you know, he had to get it from Vermont. So I ordered Glycoflex, which changed the way I practice medicine. Completely changed the way I practice medicine. So, because, you know, you always use those on your last ditch effort. Hey, doc, I'm going to put this dog to sleep if you don't find something because he can't get up anymore. And if you're supposed to use something, those first cases will blow you away. There's absolutely
exactly.
no doubt in your mind. So, you know, when the funny thing is that we have sold a lot of Perna for humans because people come in and say, "Okay, I don't know what that dog is taking, but I want some." and you know, and there's another one of those stick in your head kind of a thing. When I was in veterinary school, there was actually a study that showed that Budesolid and retarded bone healing in racehorses. And this is, we're talking about the 70s here. So,
Right. You know,
and I got out thinking, well, what else do we have?
Right.
So you have a dog that fails Bute, aspirin, and Arquell, which I think was probably not on the market very long, must have been deadly. and when they fail those therapies, then what are you left with? I mean, back
right.
in 1983, 84, there really wasn't much. So this,
right.
when we started using the Perna products, the Glycoflex, it was a, you know, kind of blow you away. And I'm a data hound. So if something works, then I have to know why. I may use it
right.
first, but I have to know why after it works. So I started using the Glycoflex, and then they started sending me information, you know, like the New Zealand study in humans on osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. And so I have been firmly entrenched in the looking for what is it that we can give that might improve the baseline health. You know, the body has to have building blocks. You have to have those metabolizers, the biomodulators. And there's so much information just coming out in the last couple of years. When I went to China to lecture for VetroScience maybe 10 years ago, I was actually hunting for information on regeneration because there's evidence of regeneration of cartilage with Perna. And I couldn't find anything, but you knew it was there. And in the last few years, they've actually done studies where they use the components of the Perna-type products to build scaffolding to grow stem cells on. So the data often lags behind, or the science often lags behind the observation.
Right. Well, the Chinese have been observing these things for 2,000 years. We're just trying to catch up.
yes. So, you know, now we can do the hard science that says why it works.
Right.
But you know, you can't discount clinical observations. It's just it's one of the parameters when you look at evidence. There's a mosaic of evidence. So you've got basic research, you've got clinical studies, you've got retrospective studies, you've got you know, reviews where they take multiples of things that have been studies that have been done before and kind of collate them, and they're all valuable, and clinical observation is very valuable because they're real world, real life things. You can do
right.
a study on, you know, 20 beagles in a kennel, but that's not the same thing as having a dog with heart failure
exactly.
in the real world. How are they going to do with those cases?
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things that's so frustrating for me, you know, that new drugs or chemicals and, you know, the flea and tick products and stuff, they come on the market and it's like, oh, yeah, well, we tested it on 20 beagles in a lab. Well, that's great. You know, now let's add that on to, you know, for instance, the Cavalier in heart failure that has SM and is on all these other medications and supplements and, you know, how does it all interact?
Exactly.
The big problem.
That's a lot of my, you know, and I have people who come in, they're asking for a particular product,
mm-hmm.
and I say, number one, I'm looking at the adverse events,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't look good to me.
Right.
And the other thing is, it hasn't been out, or it hasn't been out long enough.
Right.
You know, we had one several years ago, there was a product that was a topical. And we had a greyhound come in. We were the second or third veterinarian to look at her. She looked like she'd been burned. I mean, she was horrible. I thought she had Alabama rot. The blood pictures didn't fit. So, you know, we went back and backtracked. This is where you have to have a history.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, where did this start? And we'll start it between her shoulder blades.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what were you using? So they told us what we were using. And, of course, you know, the Internet is wonderful, but it's not always out there. What you're looking for is not always out there.
Right.
But as it turns out, she had pemphigus. And, and it 5 or 6 years later, one of the universities published a series of studies on dogs with pemphigus secondary to this topical insecticide, which was not on the market anymore. And, you know, but when I was searching for it, there was no data out there. You couldn't
right.
find it, but you knew that was what it was because of the pattern and the history.
Right. Right.
So, yes, I am very paranoid about anything new that comes out.
Me too. You know, when people ask me for things, and I'm like, oh, that's only been out for a couple of years. We are not going there. You know, and
no.
The Europeans are generally things get released over there first, and then they come here after we see how much damage is done. But the Europeans are actually pretty – I think they're actually better about their adverse event reporting than we are here.
And that's the problem. Probably what they say, 1 in 10 maybe.
Only 1 in 10 gets reported. So, you know, for some of these products where I'm looking at, oh, there's been 10,000 adverse event reactions reported. Oh, that's nice. That means there's 100,000 out there that we don't know about. So,
exactly.
So how did you, I know that you have written a book on deer velvet and the uses of deer velvet for both people and animals. How did you get turned on to that? Because I'm obviously a big fan of the deer velvet and the greenlit mussel as well. And that was one of the things that I first associated you with, besides the homotoxicology, and we're going to talk about that in the next section, but the deer velvet, how did you get started with that whole thing?
That's one of those funny stories. I had walked around the AHVMA conference, and I was attracted to it because they use Perna. I said, oh, look at that. They use Perna in their products. So I went up
right.
and I chatted
Perna
with them for a
while. Green lip muscle.
Green lip muscle, yes.
Yeah, for those who don't know, that's green lip muscle.
So it's a shellfish. It's the bottom of the food chain, and everything that is intended to be in a joint is in that green lip muscle. It's an amazing resource.
Yep.
So New Zealand just happens to have a lot of really cool stuff.
If they do.
So anyway, I chatted with them for a while and then kind of moved on. And then I saw them again at another conference. And then they invited me to come to the NAVC to chat with them. And I actually got to sit with a large group, probably 20-some Israeli veterinarians, because that's a big meeting for them to go to in Orlando. And almost all of them were using the deer velvet. And I thought, okay, that's, you know, there's a lot to be said for that because, you know, most people don't want to compete with each other with something like that.
Right.
So anyway, I went to another meeting with them and we, you know, we chatted about it. I was on the plane going and my husband said, what do they want to talk to you about? I said, I have no idea. So then I got there, and then actually that's how pentagenesis got started, because I said, you know, I really wish that there was a product with, you know, these five ingredients in it. And they said, we can do that. And they're all ingredients that have run across my radar for the last 20-some years that all have evidence for regeneration.
Right.
So there's five products, which is where the pentagenesis comes up. And anyway, they started making that product. We did quite a bit of research on you know, the ingredients and what to put in it and all of that. So when I started using it, when I looked at the information on it, that's when I really became intrigued, because there's a lot of data on the antler. It's what you think about it, it's the only mammalian tissue that regenerates every year. It goes from a blastema to literally a rack. It grows at the rate of maybe 1 to 2 inches a day.
Wow.
And it's pretty incredible rate of regeneration. There's no other tissues that regenerate like that annually. So, you know, the people like the Chinese who observed this 2,000 years ago, not just the regeneration, the vitality factors and stuff is probably, right. you know, what they were using it for, but they've used it for lower body weakness, for kidney disease, just skin diseases. And that, another story that kind of intrigued me, because, you know, the number one thing I probably see dogs come in for from outside of my practice are skin issues, because of
right.
course, you know, you see all your failures on skin. On
exactly.
skin. They're right there front and center on you. So Barry had told me that his son, who had been he played soccer in New Zealand, had been injured, and his partner, his business partner, sent him home with some deer velvet. Now I have to tell you, Barry was not a believer in deer velvet as medicine.
Right. Which is
he
so
thought
funny.
It was a bunch. He thought it was a bunch of nonsense. And but anyway, he said he thought about throwing it in the trash on the way out. But he went ahead and gave it to his son. And not only was he back on the playing field much earlier than he was supposed to be, but his lifelong psoriasis cleared up. And so when he told me that story, I thought, wow, think of all the dermatology cases that improve on this. So we have been using it on allergy cases for quite since for as long as the pent has been out. We've been using it on our skin cases, and we've also had a couple of cases with alopecia X, or supposed alopecia actually.
Right.
It's not really anything that defines it other than breed, that have completely regrown coats.
Wow.
And that's after being bald 3 or 4 years. So
wow.
I don't know anything else that does that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So and the observation preceded the data, but the data is really, really compelling. And when I started doing that, when Barry asked me if I was interested in maybe doing some research review, I had several thousand pages of information on those products. So I started kind of pulling all that in, and it's quite intriguing the amount of information that is out there that's been done. The Russians did a ton of studies because of the performance factors.
Right.
So,
yeah.
we have lots of information that was just kind of integrated into a small book.
Yeah, well, it's great because I give that book to people who buy the, you know, any of the deer antler products, and without a doubt, what comes back is, where do I get this for people? So,
exactly.
And after having a conversation with Barry the other day, and I probably shouldn't say this live, but after having a conversation with Barry the other day, I started taking my wellness formula for dogs and cats. I started taking it too because I said, well, there's nothing in here that's bad for me. This can all be really helpful for me. I'm getting older. My joints are getting a little creaky. I'm going to give this a try.
You may want to try it in the capsule form. It's a little too, the taste does not appeal to me. When I first started taking Perna years ago, oh my gosh, I burped it for days because I was so, my gut was so bad from non-steroidals.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of silly when you don't take your own advice.
Exactly.
I took 6 weeks of non-steroidals for a shoulder that was killing me, and at the end of 6 weeks, I had gastric ulcer, I had diverticulitis.
Oh yeah.
My allergies went absolutely haywire for years after that, and I had no improvement whatsoever in that shoulder. And I finally thought, you know, the dogs are doing better than I am. I'm going to try taking some Perna. And it was pretty shocking to me how rapidly that shoulder improved after 6 weeks of no help whatsoever.
Isn't it amazing? Sometimes we have to learn from our own patients. We need to take a quick break for our sponsors. We'll be right back. We're speaking with PJ Broadfoot. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more. Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. You can hear our show every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern by going to dreamvision7radio.com. I'm speaking today with PJ Broadfoot. She's an integrated medicine, maybe totally alternative medicine at this point, practitioner in Northwest Arkansas. And let me tell you, people drive hours to get to this practice because there aren't that many holistic veterinarians in that neck of the woods. So we've been speaking about how she got into alternative medicine and her time as the veterinarian on the set of The Blue and the Gray, the movie. Just really, really cool background. But PJ is an expert in something called homotoxicology. It's not something that I use or that I'm very familiar with. So I would like PJ to explain exactly what that is and also how you got into it, because, you know, life sometimes just happens to us and, you know, we kind of go, well, how'd that happen?
Well, that's a kind of a funny story. I had a client who was a massage therapist, and she used some of the Heal products. And when something runs across your radar two or three times, you kind of think, well, maybe I should pay attention to this. Well, I kept hearing about Tramiel, so she gave me a copy of the Orange Book, which is the German translation of Reckwig's work on complex homeopathics. And, you know, I had that book for years. I mean, probably a decade. And I would take it off the shelf every once in a while and look at it, and it made no sense to me whatsoever, so I folded it up and put it back on the shelf. Well, I had a client come in with a dog with osteosarcoma, and they didn't want to take the leg off, and they didn't want to do chemotherapy, and I was at a loss. This was before the internet, you know, where you could just look everything up.
Right.
So I called Brzezinski in Houston about anti-neoplastons and got a packet of information. I was looking through all my journals and looking through indexes. Remember when you had to look through an index, like an annual index, and try and find
it? Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, and you didn't, of course, never had the journal that
exactly.
So I finally pulled that book back off the shelf, and I leafed to the front of it, and I called Heal, and I said, okay, I have an osteosarcoma dog. What do you have? So they sent me, like, six products, and we started her on those. We did a couple of other things, like the, which I'm not sure you can even get, like acemannin immunostimulant.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So anyway, this dog lived about 18 months, I think, and she was running and playing and compressed the bone. The bone cancer actually shrunk on this dog.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I was really hooked. And about that time, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she also went on that and the algae that I had discovered about that same time. Now, my mother had a radical mastectomy and never did chemo or radiation, which is funny because my whole family is medical, and they all said no conventional therapy on her.
Wow.
She'll be 89 next week.
Wow.
So 20-some years down the road, that was in 96.
Wow,
she is doing quite well, and so I got really kind of hooked on the homotox about that time, and fortunately for me, because I am interested in everything, I started adding more things. Joke used to be, what are you going to, you know, if you buy anything else, you're going to have to hold it until we figure out where we're going to put it on our shelves.
And I get that still.
So, that, because it's like, oh, gosh, I've got to have some of this stuff, too. So anyway, I use it for probably a year or so, and my favorite rep at Heal asked me if I wanted to be the veterinary consultant. I jaw dropped on the other end of the phone. And I said, "You've got to be kidding! I can't, I don't know enough about it to be a consultant." She said, "Yeah, but nobody else does either." So I started being the consultant for them. And because of that, of course, you have to really learn. If you want to teach something, you have to really learn it. So I was down rabbit holes all the time learning. And I learned a lot just from the questions that came in. But because of that, I got to go to a Heal Speakers training in Arizona. And every year they pick two people to go to Germany for their speakers training, international speakers training. Now, mind you, I've never given a lecture for them. They have no idea whether or not I can lecture or not. It could have been or not. And they sent me to Germany. So, and while I was in Germany, and not only did I learn a lot of fascinating homotox, I learned about thymus extracts, which we might want to chat about at some point in time. But I came back and I probably have every product ever made in the United States. And I've got an international collection now that Heal has left the United States. But it's an unbelievable system of medicine. It's an entire system of medicine. Trauma-Eel is the tip of the iceberg. A lot of people have heard about Trauma-Eel and Zeal because they're common.
Right.
But they have a system of medicine for heart disease, and they use a lot of homeopathics with hawthorn in them. There's renal disease. So we have Vertigo Heal is actually one of their flagship products, and we have MDs that would have scripted patients to come to my practice with a prescription for Vertigo Heal because nobody stocks it. I mean, there's no pharmacies that have it. And the first lady that came in was probably in her 80s, and she said, I must say I was a little confused when he said he was sending me to the vet. She did great. She had refractory vertigo. None of the drugs worked on her. In fact, they made her sick. And I had several people over the years that have done really well with that particular product. So anyway, I got hooked because of an osteosarcoma dog and my mother, and we've been using it since 95.
Now, since that company, Heal, is not in the U.S. anymore, I've had a lot of people say that, they have a hard time getting the products. Is there a way that people can still get all that?
Yes. In fact, you can set up an account. Veterinarians can set up an account in the UK. Now you can buy over the counter there as well. It's just more expensive to buy OTC. But there are places around the world. Now if you happen to have a friend in Mexico, they have the entire line.
Really?
In Mexico. So last year when I went to lecture in Leon, Mexico, I came home with two bottles of tequila, which I didn't buy. That was a speaker's gift. Speaker's gift, tequila. I said, "What am I going to do with a bottle of that?" funny story. I said, "I can't put that in my suitcase. I had all this Heal stuff that I put in my suitcase." And one of the other speakers said, "Throw out some clothes. That's good tequila." So anyway, and then I went straight from there to the AHVMA conference, and Carvel Tiekert, the founder of the AHVMA, had ordered some from the UK for me. So then I have two bags of stuff from the UK. It's a good thing I had an expanding suitcase because I was looking at that thinking, how am I going to Rubik's Cube this into my suitcase? So I have an international collection. They have it in Israel. Really, the places that they've had it all this time is just you can't get it in the U.S. and Canada anymore.
Huh.
Tragedy.
It is, because I know a lot, especially the Trauma-Eel and the Heal, some of the people, that one was very common.
Now, you can get those in the U.S. They are now scripted because of the big mess, but you can get them. So if you have people that are big Heal aficionados that like the Trauma-Eel and Zeal and some of those, you can still get them. You just have to have a practitioner prescription for them now. Which is
interesting.
Silly, but yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about the thymus extracts.
Well, so I learned about it in Germany. They talked about thymus extract, and I came back. It was like, okay, where do you find thymus extract? So I looked for a couple of years and never really ran across something that I thought was viable that we could use. Well, I happened to have a rep come in from another company and said, "Are you interested in thymus extract?" And my eyes must have bugged out of my head. I'm like, "Well, yeah." So a couple weeks later, I get a box, this little kind of unmarked box in the mail of thymus extract, and it was from Hawaii. So, you know, as things go, kind of sat on my counter for a couple of weeks, and then I had a cat come in named Stevie that was a refractory gastrointestinal problem, and we tried non-conventional drugs, we tried conventional drugs, we tried nutritional. He could keep nothing down. So I did a barium study on him. Well, like that, here's the funny thing. They brought him in to put him down. They brought him in with a box to put him to sleep.
Jeez.
And I looked at him and I said, I can't. He just doesn't want to be dead. So I don't hospitalize. I really don't hospitalize anymore, and I don't like surgery. So and this cat got both because I kept him for 2 or 3 weeks. I fed him algae rectally for a week or two because, you know, you came towards him with something by mouth, and he would be yeah. vomiting.
Oh, yeah.
So I did a barium swallow on him, and he didn't move anything. So I thought, well, he's obstructed. So I did an exploratory, and there was nothing. Absolutely.
Which
nothing.
I love
so I thought,
that.
Great. Great. There's nothing in here. I've had my fingers on every inch of his intestines, and he has ileus. So that was not one of my more fine moments in medicine. So anyway, I kept him and fed him, and then this thymus extract came, and I said, well, we have nothing else to give him and nothing else to lose. So I gave him a dose of the thymus extract, and it was miraculous. I'm telling you, it was miraculous. That was 7 years ago. That cat is still going.
Wow.
And we've probably used thousands of cases since then. And that thymus extract that we use was a highly purified extract, and we use it as an injectable. That is no longer available anywhere that I know of. They have an oral product called Keosinex Prime, which is thymus mixed in colostrum. It's a very
That'd
nice
be good.
Combination.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's mostly used for people now are using it mostly for allergies, but it's a great base for Homatox. So we put our dilutional medicines, our complex homeopathics, in a base of the Keosinex Prime, and that makes such a great biomodulator. Thymus is it's the linchpin of the immune system. So the things that, you know, it regulates the T8, the T4, T8, the it's kind of like the teeter totter. It puts things in the middle. So autoimmune, hyperimmune, or hypoimmune states, it tends to balance all of those. It makes it sound like a panacea, but it's not. It is the base of the immune system.
Hmm.
Great stuff. It's just great stuff.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to you talk about these things, and I'm thinking of my shelves at the office, and my office manager just keeps yelling at me saying, there's no more room, there's no more room.
I know.
So you're right. I'm going to be standing there holding everything.
It goes in a refrigerator. It can take up a lot of space sometimes. And I'm hoping that at some point in time, practitioners will have some availability of the injectable again, because it's really a nice way to start them. I had an osteosarcoma dog that lived a couple of years. We did eventually send her back to have the leg taken off of her, but she had no signs of metastases whatsoever. They put her down because her hips had gone out on her. She was a 14 or 15-year-old, 90-some-pound white German Shepherd. Her quality
wow.
of life was absolutely fabulous. And
that's amazing.
And funny story, you know Judith Shoemaker, of course.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That dog moved from my practice to her practice, and she was one of the 20 people at the time, 20 veterinarians in the United States that had thymus extract. I just thought that was kind of cosmic. I loved it.
Well, you know, everything happens for a reason. So have you had any luck, if you have a dog with osteosarcoma that it's already metastasized to the lungs, any luck there?
You know, I don't know, because some of these cases by the time you see them, you know, where they've got a big leg, they probably already have metastases. You just don't see them yet.
Right.
So, but the multiples of dogs that we have treated with osteosarc, if we can get them through the initial pain stuff,
mm-hmm.
Many of those dogs, I had another one that we treated years ago that with Homatox, we didn't have the thymus extract at the time. And we did get to autopsy him, and you know that the bone was negative. I mean, it was still big, but it was negative for osteosarcoma, and there were no mets in his lungs. He died of sclerosing cholangitis because we gave him a nonsteroidal.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't want to. I didn't want to. But the owner thought, you know, he was out playing and he'd come in a little sore. And, boy, I could just kick myself because I.
Yeah. Well,
I
you know.
I gave in to the temptation.
Yes, and sometimes that's really, really hard to avoid. All right, we need to take another break for our sponsors. We'll be right back. This is fascinating conversation.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on The Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and I'm speaking with PJ Broadfoot, a veterinarian from Northwest Arkansas who has been doing some cutting-edge treatments for a lot of years. And as I like to say, she's one of those people who's holistic before it was cool to be holistic. So we've been talking a little bit about the thymus extract. And so how did that all come to be? How did you get started with that? I don't think that's something that's really popular. I don't think there's very many veterinarians using it.
No, it's kind of an unknown, which is really sad because it's such valuable therapy. So let me give you a little background on how the thymus extract got started with this particular person. When back in the 70s, I remember, I'm thinking when I was in veterinary school, they had a problem going on with the cattle herds up in the north, like Montana and that area. They called it weak calf syndrome. Those babies would hit the ground and they would never get up. They just would die. And so there was the practitioner, the producers up there were just panic stricken. Nobody knew what was going on with these cows, primarily first calf heifers. So they came in. Dr. Ushijima was a viral researcher at the University of Montana, and so the producers were begging him to do something, to look at them, to try and help them figure out what was going on. He said, I'm a human virologist. What do you want me to do? Well, anyway, they badgered him. They badgered him, and he said, okay, well, bring me one that died of this problem, and I'll do an autopsy. Well, they just happened to have one or two in the back of their truck. They were losing so many of them. So he did the autopsy and found all kinds of pathology. But when he opened the chest, he said, where do they put the thymus in cattle? You have to understand he's Japanese, so that's kind of a he's very funny. I love listening to him. But anyway, he had them bring in another calf that had died of something else. And sure enough, there's a normal thymus in there because it's huge. In babies. So then he was thinking, well, now, can we transplant thymuses? Happened to read an article by Goldstein on thymus extracts that had just been published about that time. So they got some thymuses in from the abattoir and did a crude extract and sent it with the producers and said, okay, let's, give this much for three injections. And they're in a week or so later, and they're smiling ear to ear and saying, hey, doc, we've got a problem. And he's saying, what problem? They're smiling. They were having to rope them to give them the third dose. So they went from uniformly dying to having trouble catching them. So that was pretty remarkable. So the next cases were respiratory syncytial virus, which will just wipe out hog herds. I mean, just wipe them out. So they started injecting in that case and completely stopped the deaths. And then it just got legs from there. They did a cancer eye in cattle, which they injected the cancer eye. They started using quite a bit of it in humans. And, this is one of those hard to know what the parameters are, but in newly diagnosed pancreatitis diabetics, he actually had a couple of cases that reversed type 1 diabetes in humans.
Wow.
What else does that? They nebulized it to patients with end-stage emphysema, got no less than 100% improvement in lung function.
Wow.
One of the practitioners, the human practitioner, said, you think this would work topically? And Dr. Ushijima said, no. So they did it anyway, and they completely reversed lichen sclerosis on two women. So, we've used it topically on burn patients on unbelievable results with no scarring whatsoever with third-degree burns. So,
wow.
When he retired, a lot of his data got lost, unfortunately. So everything's in his head now. One of the practitioners had cancer and decided he didn't want to go through another pancreatic surgery, but he'd lived quite a while with it. And then, so he passed away. One of the others had their clinic torched, so all of the paper records were gone. And then when Dr. Ushijima retired, he had all of his papers in a box in a garage, and somebody stole all of his papers. So unfortunately, he's in his 80s. So every time you talk to him, he tells you another unbelievable story. You think, I didn't hear that one before. So he's written a lot of that down, the cases that they treated. It was not as difficult 30 or 40 years ago to try things experimentally on people as long as they knew. And there really is a safety margin on it is unbelievable.
Well, sure.
So anyway, it's something that the practitioner should be more aware of. We should be using it. I'd love to see that the thymus extracts become just part of basic therapy in every practice.
Interesting. So, well, all right, so we just need to be able to get the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can hook you up. I can tell you where to go for that.
All right, yeah, I'm going to get hooked up on this because this is interesting. Wow. So I know you're going to be lecturing at the AHVMA, correct?
Yes.
What are you lecturing on this year?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I was hoping it was going to be on thymus extracts.
Well, I always talk about thymus extract because it's because so many of my cases, there are very few of my cases that don't end up with thymus extract at some point in time. Thymus extract and mitochondrial resuscitation are really the big keys. And I use a ton of deer velvet because they're biomodulators as well. And but obviously I've written the papers, but I haven't actually written the PowerPoints yet.
Okay. So do you practice any traditional medicine at all at this point, or is everything alternative and holistic?
I do. We're really integrative. I try to avoid drugs as much as possible because most of the time they're anti-drugs. They're antihistamines, antibiotics, anti-inflammatories. They're designed to stop a set of symptoms.
Right.
And yes, we do need them on occasion, but I usually try to do I try and do the complementary things first. Now,
right.
If I need an antibiotic, I do. Some of them I just grit my teeth if I need to use them.
Right.
So anyway, I just looked at my lectures. I'm talking about all the things we just talked about.
Yeah, that's. I just found it. I was like, oh, look at that. Son of a gun. So, and then do you use nutrition as part of your therapy?
Always.
So are you a proponent of raw feeding, home cooked, anything in particular with your practice?
You know, I've been to some really good lectures by people that are a lot smarter than me on food therapy, like Madeline. Yamate. She's really good. And there, I've always before, you know, I thought raw food was the thing for all patients, but I think some of them really don't have the fire or whatever it is that the Chinese call it to digest.
I would agree. There is no one size fits all for sure.
There isn't, and I've been getting ready to listen to through the Gerson tapes and Donald Kelly's work on diets in humans. They're not everybody is suited to the same thing. Donald Kelly was the dentist who cured himself of pancreatic cancer and a lot of other people of different kinds of cancer, and his primary focus was diet.
Right.
They did pancreatic enzymes based on John Beard's trophoblastic theory of cancer, but mostly it was diet. But one size fits all. Not everybody does ketogenic diet. Some, you know, they don't thrive on it.
Right.
So
exactly.
I am still down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. And it's interesting with the ketogenic diet. I spoke to the guys out at Keto Pet Sanctuary when my dog developed intestinal lymphoma. And, you know, she was already on a good diet, and I was, you know, diet is my shtick. So, you know, I was changing all these things up, and I thought, well, let me talk to these guys. And, with the ketogenic diet, and you know, they were doing other things, you know, they were really changing the metabolism of the dogs to make sure that they were producing ketones. But they had about a 40% cure rate. Now, 40% cure rate, and we're talking cancers kind of across the board, that's pretty darn good. You know, when you go from the dog's going to die from cancer to a cure, it's phenomenal. But the fact that, and they were frustrated, he admitted to me they were frustrated by the fact that they were only getting 40% cure rate. They were slowing down a lot of others, but not curing them, you know, and they're really kind of looking for the panacea, you know, cure. But I think there isn't one. And I think that with the diet, just like everything else, there's no one size fits all. And there are certain cancers that will respond to that diet, and there are certain cancers that will not. And it's a very, very high fat diet. And we've got some studies showing that some cancers actually utilize fat as their first energy source. And I think that's where they're getting hung up.
Yeah, that's where the disparity comes.
Yep.
I read through a series of lectures that Dr. Gonzalez had done prior to his death on the ketogenic diet and how it fits into the cancer protocols. And he was of the opinion, of course, there again, he was trained by Kelly. He picked up Kelly's work that for some types of cancer, it was a good option, but for many of them, it was not.
Right.
So,
but, you know, maybe they'll be able to elucidate a little bit for us which cancers respond and which cancers don't, because these guys are collecting really good data. So, you know,
yeah,
at least
that,
from
that
perspective, you know, that there may be some cancers where we can say, hey, look, they, you know, they were getting really, really good cure rates. We should look at this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And that's the thing. We're all kind of in that muddling through trying to find the best options. And I think that targeted, that the body specific therapeutics is what we lack in conventional medicine, because it's one size fits all. You have this, we're going to give you that.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's like migraine headaches. There's probably 20 different generations of migraine headache in the complex homeopathics. There's 20 different products because all those headaches are not the same. They're
exactly.
not from the same source.
Exactly. So, well, thank goodness for holistic veterinarians like you, really pioneering, blazing the trail for, some of the rest of us to try to figure out how to treat our patients better. And I'm very thankful. You obviously have one of those brains that just says, I need to know more. Let me find this. And you're willing
sometimes to take... Sometimes much to my detriment, but...
But you're willing to take anecdotal evidence and then search further to look for, what's behind that and, mm-hmm. where, how many cases have looked at that. And I think we need to continue to do that, and I don't think we can turn a blind eye to all the different things that are available to us out there, because there's just so much. Then we have our office managers who say, no, we can't fit anything more on the shelves.
move something else. Now, stack them in, double stack them now so we can put more things in there. I know, it's just crazy sometimes.
Well, in my case, I find all these foods that I like, and I'm like, we need more freezer space. Well, we're already on 3 freezers.
the foods take up a lot of space. At least my stuff is like a bottle usually. It's not. And then the question is, where did you put it?
Exactly.
Where did you think was a good idea to store this when I got it?
It's here somewhere. Well, PJ, thank you so much for joining me today. This has just been educational and fun, and I look forward. I'm going to go to the meeting in San Diego, so I will see you there. Barry will probably be there, so we can.
Oh, I'm sure I know he will be. So
he's always a hoot. He's good for a laugh. He's really fun, and I'm actually interviewing him in a couple of weeks. So. Which he's freaking out about.
Oh, yeah, he'll be fine.
Oh, I know, he'll be really good. All right, so for those of you who have tuned in, thank you for joining us today on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. You can hear us every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Go hug your pets, take good care of them, and continue to learn. It's good for all of us. Thanks for joining.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit drjudymorgan.com to learn more.